Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest today called in ill, and so this is going to be an open mic hour. So if you would like to call in and chat with me at any time during the hour, feel free to do so. That telephone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Again, our guest today called in ill, and so we are just opening up those phone lines. Well, I wanted to start off the show today with a thought. And so many of us are facing challenges of different types. That's nothing new. That's what life is all about. And I thought I would share with you, because we all have various things that will come up sometimes when we least expect it. Things fall through. I attended a concert, and I was there during a period of rehearsal yesterday. And I thought, this is really fascinating to watch, because the person that was in charge of the music, who had been given a schedule of various things, everything was wrong. There wasn't a thing that was right. And I was listening to this conversation, and I remember the adage, that the show goes on regardless of what happens. You must always show up for your performance in life on one level or another. Now, the show went on, and what they had to do, they had to go and reorganize everything. They had to label everything differently. All of this is being done at the last minute. And, of course, if you've ever had to do anything like that, you never enjoy it. Not ever. It's just so stressful. However, it's your adaptability and flexibility that enables you to sometimes get through situations and maybe even producing the best show, the best paper, the best whatever that you've ever done, doing it sometimes by the seat of your pants. There was a gentleman who was given 30 seconds to prepare a five-minute speech for his Toastmasters Club. His name was Everett. And if you've ever been in a situation like that, which I have been, and you're given 30 seconds, someone's there with a stopwatch, and they're timing you. You have exactly 30 seconds to pull something together. Now, this is for a talk. So, in his mind, he went back through his life, and he recalled a time when he, was going through his neighbor's trash for empty soda pop bottles to turn in at the local grocery store, the neighborhood store, for a penny each. Now, all day, he carried these bottles to the store in his little red wagon. Now, he ended up with a mountain of coins, just enough to buy a card and a candy bar. Now, we might say, what's the big deal here? Well, it wasn't for him. The card and the candy bar were not for him. They were a surprise birthday present for his mother. Now, when he got home, his mother scolded him because he'd been gone for a lot of time. Now, when he was growing up, they didn't have cell phones where mom could check in with you. However, she was just beside herself. She had been searching everywhere for him. And, of course, she was very worried. Moms have a tendency to do that. They imagine the worst-case scenarios. Well, his mother was questioning right and left. Everett started crying. He's just a little boy. He's crying. And finally, after she ran out of breath, stopped for just a second, he extended his little hand out and said to his mother, I was collecting soda pop bottles to get you these. He handed her the birthday card and the candy bar that was broken because he had been carrying it in his pocket. His mother broke down and started to cry. She realized that this was a gift of love from her son. And she took that candy bar and that birthday card, which he had not even had a chance to sign, and she put it up on her window ledge so that all of the neighbors could see the gifts that her son had brought her. Why was this such a significant story for Everett to tell? Well, Everett had a very special audience. It wasn't your normal Toastmasters audience. It was actually a group of fellow prisoners of war who had spent a lot of time at the infamous Hanoi Hilton prison camp in North Vietnam. A lot of these men were able to survive the horrors of that prison camp because of the love for their family. That love was their suit of armor, you might say. And the tortures they went through, they were able to survive because they had images like that to hold on to. Powerful story, isn't it? Sometimes life hands us some pretty ugly stuff. And if you're like me and you see some of it and you wonder why, why in the world does humanity have to go through such ugliness? Why do we have so much violence? What is this inhumanity to man, to animal, to the planet? Well, I don't know that I have a compact answer for you, other than I can say that the Everetts of life, when they share their stories, they create something that is so very, very special for the rest of us. It gives us heart, it reminds us of our values, and it gives us hope, because we realize, overall, that love really does conquer everything, and love really can heal the broken heart, and many times even a broken body. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open. My guest has been was ill, so we are not going to be having the pleasure of his company today. But those phone lines are open, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. The love of treasure, the love of gold. My goodness, this has spurred so many explorations. And there is a place called Coco's Island. Have you ever heard of it? Well, a lot of people have. And there's a good reason for it. Because apparently in 1709, there was a violent, vicious buccaneer whose name was Captain Davis. He was sailing on his way to the Galapagos Islands and accidentally discovered Coco's Island. Now, it's 20 square miles of some pretty rugged terrain, volcanic rock. There is an underbrush that is extremely sharp. It'll cut you seriously. There are magnificent freshwater waterfalls. And apparently, there's a lot of fish. Coconuts are abundant. For a pirate paradise, well, it seemed to have everything. Captain Davis ended up burying a decade's worth of booty deep in the island before he sailed away with his crew. His ship was called Bachelor's Delight. Something happened. They encountered a storm, and they disappeared. Nobody ever heard of them again. In 1820, there was another cutthroat captain. His name was Benito Bonito. He hid 150 tons of pure gold. Where did he get that gold from? Well, it was taken from a Spanish ship that was off the coast of Acapulco, Mexico, and another plunder. He put it on Cocos Island, popular island. All this stuff being buried there. Apparently, there was a survivor that had been a part of the burial team of all this wealth, and they said that it was one of the caches of gold was in a mountainside sandstone cave. Now, what happened when it was put in the cave, Bonito, the captain, exploded powder kegs all around it. It removed the face of the cliff so that nobody could find it. His crew, well, he was a super guy. He murdered them all, almost all of them, and they ended up being, those that were not murdered by him, ended up being engaged in a sea battle, and, of course, they died there. Now, he apparently made it back to shore. That's how the story survived. In 1821, a British captain by the name of W.C. Thompson was dispatched from Peru to Panama to sail a wealth of state and church treasure. A lot of stuff going by ship. That's all that's the primary mode of transportation they had. Now, in this particular shipment, there was a life-size, solid gold, diamond-encrusted statue of the Virgin Mary, 7 solid gold jewel-studded gigantic candlesticks, 273 jeweled swords, all kinds of ornaments, chests that were stuffed to the brim with Spanish doubloons and uncut stones. You got it. He made a detour to Cocos Island and unloaded the treasure there. The ship, the sailors, vanished into thin air, like Captain Davis. Nobody ever saw or heard from him again. Now, we're moving forward to 1840. A man with a map of Cocos Island showed up in Newfoundland and wanted to put together an expedition to recover the treasure. Now, nobody by the 1800s believed the story. However, various gold pieces have been found, according to rumors, on this island, and they sold for small fortunes, you might say, during the 1900s. You would be, how would you expect the island to still float with all of this treasure? It is, and people are still wanting to find it. They're searching, 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 and perhaps one day it will be found. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone lines are open, as our guest did not show up today because he's ill. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I want to let you know about who is going to be coming on the show this week. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the magnesium miracle. Dr. Dean is going to be my guest. This is amazing information, and for those of you that are really wanting to know more about wellness, how to keep yourself healthy, it's an ongoing level of education. We will never know it all, but if, let's say you know of someone that has osteoporosis, or they're concerned about calcium deficiency, and we're getting bombarded all the time about have more calcium, take this supplement, that supplement, the other supplement. Well, it's interesting on how magnesium is a component that actually enables the bones and the cells to absorb calcium. You could take 10 tons of calcium a day, which I know you're not going to do, but let's say you did, and it would go right out of your system. It wouldn't even be absorbed. Why? Because your chemistry factory needs some other components to be able to utilize it. And magnesium is a significant supplement. And most of us, just like with vitamin D, most of us are not getting enough magnesium because we're not ingesting those foods that carry this nutritional component. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about that. And then we are going to be perhaps talking with Lou of Paradise, but it may not be possible because he's in upstate New York, and I know that they're still having major problems with their phone lines. But we're going to see if we're going to be able to get him, because so many people still are without power, and I know that it has been a real challenge. So if he is able to join us, we're going to be talking about wellness and health, and then the time of the otter, Cora Holmes. Oh, what a book. We are going to be talking about the native peoples in the Aleutians. And this is something, this book, even though it is a novel, has so much historical fact in it. I think you're going to find it very interesting. And a suitcase filled with nails, Yvonne Wakefield is going to be my guest. And I want you to know that this is something that's really going to open up your eyes to how, what it is like to be a teacher in an environment that is very, very unsupportive to teaching young women. It's as if you go back into a level of the Dark Ages, but it's in modern times in another part of the world. So I think you're going to find that very interesting. And I invite you to tell your friends. And if you want to check up on the guests that are evolving on the show, bringing their wonderful stories and personal perspectives to our world, well, just look it up on BBS Radio. And also, you can check out listings on my website, on my newsletter. Go to DelphiInternational.com. There is a lovely illustration that I have in front of me. It says, "To the key to always believing the cup is half full." And I have an absolutely exquisite the image of a crystal goblet in front of me, and it's etched with the most beautiful patternings of roses. And this is what Meredith Vieira said. She said, "Making sure the cup is filled with your favorite wine. Seriously, I've always thought the cup should never be completely full, because then there's no room for growth." Think about that. Sometimes when we are in situations, again, as I mentioned earlier, that we may have to do something at the last minute, or we have to punt through a condition or circumstances, or maybe you have to take someone to the emergency room at a hospital. All kinds of things can occur. That gives you an opportunity to stretch. What can you do? How can you be prepared? How can you make your life something that is going to expand into a brand new level? It is wonderful when you look at it with the eyes of, well, how do I make this a glass half full instead of half empty? I can remember a boss telling me that once many years ago. He said, "Donna, what does someone do with you? You always look at life as a glass half full instead of half empty. You have this optimistic attitude." He said, "I just don't know what to do with you." And my thought was, you don't have to do anything with me. Isn't it amazing? People think that that's such an abnormal way of looking at life. But remember, your attitude governs a lot of what you're capable of doing. And I think it is so important for us to realize that our potential as individuals is so much more than you could ever, ever imagine. And usually, it is because we're put into something, into a situation that makes us think or makes us realize that we must make adjustments. And that's a good thing. Are you a fan of Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood? This man, I think, is just incredible. He has had a phenomenal career. But Dirty Harry, the vigilante, if you will, for justice, just an incredible personification. Now, how did this all come about? Well, Dirty Harry started, it was done in 1971, and it actually came about because there had been a serial killer in the 1960s that really was just a horrible, horrible individual and terrorized the San Francisco Bay Area and just would send cryptic messages detailing the crimes he had committed to local newspapers and just absolutely challenged the police to find him. He really was absolutely horrifying. And to the best of my knowledge, and maybe one of you know, but the Zodiac Killer, I don't think they were ever able to catch him. So there was, at that time also, a big surge of violent crime. There was political corruption. Gee whiz, does that sound like a parallel to today? Well, Don Siegel put together the movie Dirty Harry. And, of course, Dirty Harry was the personification of the fighter for truth, justice, and the American way, you might say. He was, putting it as they described it, a cop who would take care of business and let the chips fall where they may. Now, there was a script that was written by Harry Julian Fink and Rita M. Fink, and it actually was sort of based on a San Francisco police inspector, Harry Callahan, as he hunts down the Zodiac-inspired Scorpio killer. And this is a character that is totally deranged and is going to cause the city to pay him a ransom of $200,000. But by golly, Dirty Harry is not going to let him get away with it. And of course, Dirty Harry has no tolerance for the corrupt politicians. You know, it's interesting because they said when they chose Clint Eastwood, they felt he really was Dirty Harry. That's right. They said it could have been Frank Sinatra playing the role. However, Frank Sinatra had injured his hand, and the part was offered to Clint Eastwood. Oh, how many times has that happened? Where someone was picked for a role and something happened, they couldn't make it, they got sick, they died, who knows? And then someone else was chosen. Well, Clint Eastwood had a history of Westerns behind him, and he had done a lot of what we call the spaghetti Westerns. And that term always makes me chuckle, being Italian. Well, because he had been in so many of those European films and portrayed this particular kind of unsavory character that Clint Eastwood was chosen. Now, they decided, instead of using New York or Seattle as a site for the movie, that they would actually work in San Francisco. And it was a pretty tough proposition. If you've ever been in San Francisco, you know how difficult the streets are, up and down. I mean, it really is a terrain that will keep you in good physical shape if you're able to manage it, because it's just like going up and down and up and down and real steep inclines when it comes to the streets. And the director, who was 58 at the time, said he was surprised he didn't drop dead from all the physical exertion of the filming and everything else. But anyway, Eastwood did all of his own stunts, and by golly, it's a powerful, powerful story. If you ever have a chance, do some research on the film, because it really is a very, very intense portrayal. And, of course, it was something where they thought at the end of the movie that Dirty Harry, while he wasn't going to be able to continue his crime-fighting career because he had gone against all the rules, but guess what? He came up three more times, The Enforcer in 1976, Sudden Impact in 1983, and then Deadpool in 1988. And by golly, there's been a number of films ever since then that have reinforced that, what you call a macho male. There's even been some female portrayals of various characters through the years that have come in the positioning of we don't let the bad guys win. And it really is a lot of fun. So, you know what? In December of 1971, when that movie came out, Dirty Harry, it was described by the director as being wall-to-wall carpet of violence. Movie houses were packed. It set a record of $22 million for Warner Brothers. And it was just absolutely amazing. And it started a cycle for filmmaking that, well, stands in place even today. So just a little bit of Hollywood trivia for you. And if you want to find out some more interesting information about movies and actors and how they manage to get the roles, etc., that they have become so famous for, my goodness, the Dirty Harry roles are still being enjoyed by people around the world even today. Jill Gardner put out a book called Now Showing, Unforgettable Moments from the Movies. And Joe is just absolutely one of these amazing guys. He's been in broadcasting for well over 20-some-odd years, and he just loves the trivia that goes along with show business. So I thought I would share that with you today. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open, 888-627-6008. And my guest was not able to make it today because of being ill. Well, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. One of them is some points if you are like me in an area of country where the temperatures are dropping into the freezing zone at night. Today, we've got an absolutely gorgeous day. No rain. We don't have to get our kayaks until about Thursday. But there's always a concern about heat efficiency. And I know that in our home, we have a spot, a doggy door, because of our little Scottish Terrier. He goes in and out whenever he wants. And that particular area can cause, especially when the temperatures drop, a lot of cold air to come in to the adjacent room. Well, we know what we can do with that, and usually we make sure that everything is sort of comfortable and cozy in the evening when it gets dark, and we make sure that everything is pretty much sealed. But there are some what you'd call heat thieves. And if you're wanting to find out about your windows, here is a suggestion that someone gave. And there is an energy expert by the name of Dennis Chelsick. He said cracks and gaps can hike your heating costs as much as 30%. Now, if you really want to find out if you have any drafts with your window, take a stick of incense around the door and window frames, and if the smoke disappears or is blown back into the room, you have a draft. For your windows, you can use an inexpensive insulation. It starts at around $5, and it keeps heat in with a plastic film. And lighting leaks. Now, this was not something I hadn't really thought about. Reducing the amount of air that leaks out from your house slashes bills by 10 to 20%. Light switches can lose a surprising amount of air. It takes less than a minute to fix. Unscrew your switch plate and fix it with an insulating gasket sold in hardware stores. Another leaker, recessed lighting fixtures. They're not air sealed. Just unscrew the round collar around the fixture, cock it, and it's done. One of the things I would like to mention with this is that I have talked with a number of building people, and they say one of the biggest challenges that they have is having a house sealed too tightly. And that seems to be in direct contradiction to what's being mentioned here. But it is something we need to think about, because we can create a toxicity in our home by having things too tightly sealed. So once in a while, believe it or not, it doesn't hurt to to open up a door. Well, every time you open up your door, you're letting fresh air into the house. But that's something, too, we need to keep in mind. We need to remember that we have toxins that can build up in the house if it's too tightly sealed. And people actually have gotten sick from that. All right, Donna Sebo here. I'm taking a break. When we come back, we'll have more information to share, even a recipe or two. And you can call me at 627-6008. Donna Sebo, don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. Well, invention, it is something that we all love to hear about. We love to hear about the latest goodies that are going to be coming our way, the dynamics of science. Well, here are some points of information. I have 18 of them in front of me. The things that we should have had by now. First on the list, world peace. My goodness, that hasn't happened. We all know about that one. How about jetpacks? Yes, you know, where we could just fly anywhere we wanted to fly. Well, that had a few bugs in it. It still hasn't worked out. Robot servants. If you've ever seen The Jetsons, I love that animated show, and I could just visualize having a house that cleans itself and having Rosie the robot that would go around and take care of the dusting and the laundry and all of this. I'm ready. Are you? Not here yet. An invisibility cloak. Well, it worked for Harry Potter, and it's always been talked about. Remember the Klingons in Star Trek? They invented it. Well, it's still out there. We don't have it yet. I'd really like an invisible cloak that would go around the hips and some other areas of the anatomy to give the illusion that we didn't have those extra pounds on there. I know it hasn't happened, and they haven't invented something that you could go in and just shrink everything up like they did in the movie Logan's Run by Bill Nolan. Immortality? Nope, that's not going to happen. A meal in a pill. My goodness, there were all kinds of shows that were put on how magnificent it would be to have a meal in a pill and you never had to cook again. For some reason, we've got more cooking shows than ever before. That hasn't happened. And personal clones, do we really want them? Maybe that's the reason they've never developed. Teleportation, I'm ready for that one. I would just love it to call into a certain space, say, thank you very much. I've got to be at XYZ location. Push the button, zoom, and I'm there. Wouldn't that be nice? We wouldn't have to deal with traffic jams or cars breaking down or anything like that. Well, that's not happening right now. The cure for the common cold? Nah. But we have come along understanding that diabetes can totally be reversed by diet and exercise, which is true. There are cures for cancer, but you don't hear a lot about them. AIDS, we have come along with that. They have come to an understanding with a great deal of that. Heart disease, we still don't have that conquered. And there's so many other things. Artificial intelligence, well, there's a little bit of that around. Long way to go with that one. And for those of you that dreamed of traveling in space by this time, well, maybe before we shift into our next life level, that is going to be a possibility. And the first privately funded spaceship has already gone out there, but, well, I don't know that they're going to be taking passengers within the next couple of years, but maybe by 2025, that is going to happen. Of course, I don't think it's in my budget to pay $200,000 a seat. Colonies on Mars? Maybe. Faster than light travel? That's going to be happening, but not yet. And, of course, remember the holodeck on Star Trek? Create these environments that you could actually be a part of and then disengage from it when you no longer want it to be. Well, that hasn't quite happened yet, although I think Hollywood may figure that one out before other scientific labs do. Time travel? My husband watched a program just last week that was put on, I think, by Jesse Ventura. And he said it was a curious program because there is someone that has actually witnessed the ability to do time travel and, of course, laser guns. Well, Tesla, he had invented a laser gun. In fact, it was called a death ray, but he never gave away his secrets because he felt like human beings couldn't handle it. So all of these things I've mentioned, along with a paperless office. Yeah, right. How many times have you, like me, gone out to the recycle bin that you've got and loaded it up to the hilt with paper? Paperless society? I don't think so. Long way from that. Oh, and there's so much more. But that is what makes the world turn round. It is the willingness for people to explore, to say, let's take it to the next step. But it takes time for these things to evolve. One, societies have to be open and willing to adopt them. And technology has been moving forward with a speed when we look at certain things. But on so many levels, we are still way, way behind. In some respects, a somewhat primitive level. Wait until someone comes up, really, with a commercial, viable form of energy that will allow us to literally only spend pennies to energize our homes, all of our appliances, our vehicles. It's there. It's there. But there just has to be that person that knows how to put it together, get it out to market, let it happen, let it build its own momentum. So those systems that are already in place that are in the declining level won't wipe them out before it can really happen. Anyway, just a little bit of silly stuff to share with you, but really not so silly, because it is the mind of the creative individual that creates expansion and possibility for new changes. Speaking about changing, sometimes we need to take a positioning to find out how we can take what obstacles we have in our lives and make them effectively filled with purpose, so our life not only takes a different direction, but we feel like we have a momentum for making things happen. Susan Anderson is a woman that did this. She said, sometimes all it takes for someone to believe in themselves is a helping hand. Well, her big change, her big shift was a divorce. She had been married for 22 years. Her husband one day said, I want a divorce. I want out of this marriage. They had two children. And she just said, I don't get it. I don't understand it. He wanted a divorce. Well, she felt, as so many people do, male or female, when a spouse says this to them, she felt broken. She felt like she was a failure. She was ashamed. She also was very, very frightened. What was she to do? Her world had been built around her marriage and her children. That was it. She hadn't opened up her life to very many other things. Now, believe me, she was busy, and she felt productive because her family was her world. Now, she got very angry with herself. She blamed herself. She questioned, why doesn't he love me? What was it that I did not do that I could have done to make a difference? Have you ever asked yourself questions like that? Well, finally, after she went through all of that emotion, all of that agony, she started realizing she wasn't the only person that had ever gone through a divorce. And she said, women have had to go through things like this before. They've survived. I'm going to have to do the same thing. In fact, she remembered her own mother and some of the traumas that her mother had gone through. She remembered that her parents got divorced when she was in high school. And it was really, really hard for her mom because they just didn't have the amount of income that they had had when her mom was married. But Susan had learned a very valuable lesson. That sometimes when a door seems to be closed to you, and for her, when she was younger, after her parents divorced, it was not being able to go to college. Well, she found out about a local organization that provided scholarships, and she was given one that provided a good portion of her tuition. And she said, you know, someday I want to pay this back. Now, here's Susan in her own real-life drama. And she said she really had to pay attention to what needed to be taken care of. She couldn't wallow in self-pity. So she said, I've got a steady job. I have a good education. And there's a lot of women I know of that don't have these tools to work with. She said, we're going to be okay. So she decided she wanted to invest in something. She wanted to be a part of something that was going to be bigger than her. And that she was going to get herself on track. She had a little bit of money in savings, and she said, maybe what I need to do is to get involved with something that is going to help me shift my focus. And she did. She got involved with a local charitable foundation called ANSWER, and that's answerscholarship.org. And it's a scholarship program for women who are over the age of 25. So that they can create better lives for themselves and their families. Now, what happened is she was able to offer scholarships to four women. And each of these women had grown up in poverty. They didn't ever think they'd be able to go to college or build a career for themselves. A couple of them, their husbands had walked out on them, just like hers had left her and her family. And because of this wonderful scholarship program, and ANSWERS is only 6 years old, there's been a lot of people that have donated into this. Susan has been able to award $76,000 in scholarships to more than three dozen women. That is a phenomenal accomplishment. Susan said, after my divorce, I had no sense of self-worth. I went through some pretty dark days, but by remembering the kindness that had been given to me and by my being involved in something that was associated with the very supportive system, the very kind of support system that helped me to get through things, she said, I felt I was paying it forward and I would come out being a better human being for doing it. She said, how wonderful that something bad turned into something good, and it helped to make a difference. Would you say that's a cup half full? I think so, with a lot of space to grow. This is Donna Sebo. When we come back, I've got a yummy recipe for you. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888 627 6008. Remember, those of you that are listening for the first time, I just need your first name or initial. Then let me share with you what I perceive. And after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that might be of concern to you. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I have got a fabulous recipe for a maple pumpkin pie. And for those of you that maybe you say, oh, Donna, after Thanksgiving, well, you know, we've got the other holiday that's coming up, Christmas. That's going to be a big one. And sometimes we want to fix something a little bit different, something that's going to add a little bit of a different flavor to an old-time favorite. And pumpkin pie is absolutely loved by everyone. And this is a pretty basic recipe, but this one's so easy. And with the touch of maple with the pumpkin, it is just really, really magical. And what you want to do, is take a 9-inch pie pan. Oh, first of all, let me give you the ingredients. Now, if you're really one of these people that wants to do it the simple way, you're going to get your pie crust mix from the store. Or use your favorite pie crust recipe. You need it for a two-crust pie. You need to make enough for a two-crust pie. So you get one package of pie crust mix. You're going to need a tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons of grated orange zest. And that should be the fresh orange zest, not the dried, because the oils in the fresh orange zest of an orange are just, it makes an incredible difference. You're going to need one 15-ounce can of pumpkin, pureed pumpkin. You're going to need one can of sweetened condensed milk, 3 eggs, and they need to be at room temperature. In fact, all ingredients should be at room temperature. 1 teaspoon of maple extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 tablespoon of light corn syrup. Now, I'm going to change this. I don't use corn syrup in my recipes. I would take and substitute for the corn syrup, I would substitute maple syrup. So instead of a tablespoon of light corn syrup, use a tablespoon of maple syrup. And for your maple extract, if you wanted to use that, fine. Or I would just say use a teaspoon of real maple syrup. I like using the real stuff. And the flavor is just going to be wonderful. And the vanilla is very important to marry the flavors together. So anyway, I've given you a Donna tip there. Now, when you make your pie crust, what you're doing, you want to stir your zest into the pie crust. That's right. You want to put it into your pie crust mix, whatever you're doing, whether it's homemade or it is in the package, and you want to make your directions or follow your directions for your pie crust, and you want to wrap a third of the dough that you make. You want to wrap a third of it in wax paper and or saran wrap, and then you want to refrigerate it. Now, the remaining dough, you want to roll into a 12-inch circle. You want to fit it into your pie pan, trim and flute the edge, and then you're going to take your ingredients, your pumpkin, milk, eggs, your maple and vanilla, just put that in your mixing bowl, use your electric mixer, put that together, pour it into your crust, and put it on a baking sheet in your oven. You want to bake it 45 minutes until the center just barely jiggles when you gently shake it, and you want to cool it completely. It'll take about 2 hours for the pie to completely cool. Now, a tip, if you have soggy pie crust, you can, prior to putting the filling into your pie crust, you can take egg white and beat it until it's frothy, and then put some of the egg white into your pie crust and either use your fingers or a brush and put it all around on the inside of the pie crust before you fold in the filling. And that way your pie crust won't get soggy. Sometimes, depending on how the oven bakes, you can get a soggy crust. Now, your baking sheet, once the pie is done, you want to take a baking sheet, you want to line it with parchment paper, and you want to roll out your remaining dough to about 1/8 inch in thickness, and you want to take 1.5 inch maple leaf-shaped, acorn-shaped, and pumpkin-shaped cutters. Now, this is if you'd like to really decorate your pie. And you want to cut out your shapes, put them on your baking sheet, and you want to use a toothpick and make score lines into your cutouts, however they want the pattern to be. Take your egg, and you want to brush some of the egg over the cutouts. You bake them 15 to 20 minutes until they're golden brown. Let them cool in the pan, and then you brush the bottom of the cutouts with a little bit of maple syrup and attach it to your pie. Now, some people like to use corn syrup because it's got a gooiness to it. Well, either one will work, and you attach it to your pie, and then you want to refrigerate your pie. And what you're going to have is something that's so pretty and it's so decorative. It's really going to be a visual pleasure for those that look upon it. It's absolutely going to be wonderful. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Well, there are people that go through very unique circumstances, and many times we will hear about people that are living with bodies that you would never imagine that could even be functional. There is a woman that was born with a rare condition that left her without a pelvis and without part of her spine. Her name is Rosemarie Siggins from Pueblo, Colorado. Because of her illness, which is sacroagenesis, she had to have her legs amputated when she was 2 years old. Now, she's in her 30s. Believe it or not, this lady had two successful, amazing pregnancies. She has two wonderful sons, and she moves herself around with her hands and often uses a skateboard. She said, if you take a Barbie doll and remove its legs, the region you have left is what I have. I have all the female working organs. The only reason I sit shorter is because I'm missing four sections of my spinal column. Talk about adversity. Talk about dealing with challenges. And I've got a photo of her in front of me. She is a delightful person. She has a son. Looks like he's about 6 foot something. All right. We've got a caller that just called in. Anyway, that gives you an example of how someone overcame adversity. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there. First name or initial?
Kathleen.
Where are you calling in from, Kathleen?
I'm calling from Sebastopol, California.
Wonderful. Well, we have got just a couple of minutes here, so excuse me for sounding a little bit rushed, but I want to say to you right off the bat, you are getting ready to cross over with ease a hurdle that has been in front of you for about 3 years, and you need to know that you're going to have to back up a little bit so that you can gain some speed and clear it easily. Now, this is a symbol that's coming into my mind, and it's very important for you to understand that your diligence, your persistence, and your follow-through has made it possible for you to be able to be at this opportune positioning. I don't know if it has to do with career, if it's something personal. At this time, that's not being shown to me. But I want you to be unafraid. I want you to have the confidence in yourself that you're going to be able to achieve what you need to achieve. You have done all of the work. All you have to do is take the next step, and that is participate. Keep moving, and you're going to overcome the hurdle. This could be health, it could be money, it could be any number of things, but you are in a prime positioning. You're not going backwards. You're moving forward. Also, there is an irritation that I'm perceiving in the right eye. It seems to be around the eye duct. You want to make sure that you do not put dirty hands up around your eyes. There is something that you may have come in contact with, and it could be pollen or something else. I recommend that you use like a saline solution in the eye and let the eye tear up because it's trying to wash this out, but it may need some help. So keep dirty hands, especially if you're doing yard work, any kind of artistic expression, keep hands that might have chemicals on it away from the eye. And it'd be better to use a little piece of cloth like a handkerchief rather than a Kleenex because the fibers off of the paper could irritate the eye, could come loose. So be aware that this is something that's not permanent, but you need to be thoughtful. Let's avoid getting an irritation infection. Do you have a quick question for me before we close the show today?
So the hurdle that I'm overcoming is in the next month, you said it's going to clear, or in the next 2 months, or do you have a timeline on that?
It's very, very close.
Okay.
I'm seeing you standing right by the hurdle that you have not been able to clear. So it's as
cool.
If the image in my mind is all you need to do is back up. If you've ever watched a person that runs in those races over hurdles, they have to have some time to gain that speed so they can clear it. And that is where you are. The hurdle is in front of you. It is very real, but you're going to fly over it with ease. So be patient.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in and have a magnificent day.
You as well.
This is Donna Sebo. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Won't you join me tomorrow? We're going to be finding out about a supplement that can make a big difference in your life. Donna Sebo here. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you are. God bless and bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.